Good afternoon. As you know, today we started the very exciting Systems of Equations. In this chapter, 7 if you don't recall, we covered sections 1 and 2. This chapter ups the level of difficulty because we are no longer dealing with just one variable. We now get to play with more, x, y, and z. Very exciting stuff, I know, but try to remain calm. In the first section, we discussed what a system is and the different methods for solving these systems. So far, we have only used the method of elimination. Recall that this is a process where we have to manipulate the equations so that we can remove, or cancel out, two of the three variables in order to solve the system. I realize that this method can be a little tricky, but I know you guys can handle it. As always, I have emailed the day's lesson, and I encourage you to use it as an aid when you're doing your assigned homework. And don't forget, if you didn't get a chance to write down the problems, they are listed on the last slide. If you find that you have questions while doing your assigned problems, please write down the questions so that we can find the answer together in class. Tomorrow we will begin Section 3. This section will be on the substitution method. I find this method to be a little easier than elimination, but that is my own opinion. We'll see what you guys think tomorrow. Feel free to read ahead and get an idea of what this method is all about. You guys have a great evening, and I'll see you tomorrow.